inshallah mala Umar mulla will render not sharif now inshallah.
وہ جس کے لیے محفل کون سجی ہے فردوس بری جس کے وسیلے سے بنی ہے وہ جس کے لیے محفل کون سجی ہے فردوس بری جس کے وسیلے سے بنی ہے وہ ہاشمی مکی احمد ہے محمد ہے وہی ختم رسل ہے مخدوم مربی ہے وہی والی کل ہے احمد ہے محمد ہے وہی ختم رسل ہے مخدوم مربی ہے وہی والی کل ہے اس پر ہی نظر سارے زمانے کی پری ہے او میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے او میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے والشمس ضحا چہرہ انور کی جلک ہے واللیل سجا گیسوئے حضرت کی لچک ہے والشمس ضحا چہرہ انور کی جلک ہے واللیل سجا گیسوئے حضرت کی لچک ہے عالم کو ضیا کے وسیلے سے ملی ہے او میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے او میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے اللہ کا فرمان لم نشرح لك صدرك منسوب ہے جس سے ورفعنا لك ذکرك اللہ کا فرمان لم نشرح لك صدرك منسوب ہے جس سے ورفعنا لك ذکرك جس ذات کا قرآن میں بھی ذکر جلی ہے او میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے او میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے مزمل و یاسین و مدثر طہٰ کیا کیا نئے القاب سے مولا نے پکارا مزمل و یاسین و مدثر طہٰ کیا کیا نئے القاب سے مولا نے پکارا کیا شان ہے اس کی شان ہے اس کی کہ جو امی لقبی ہے. او میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے, او میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے. وہ جس کے لیے محفل کونین سجی ہے, فردوس بری جس کے وسیلے سے بنی ہے. وہ ہاشمی مکی مدنی العربی ہے. او میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے, او میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم, اما بعد, فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ايها النبي انا ارسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا الى الله باذنه وسراجا منيرا. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and all mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, we had this beautiful Naat Sharif now. وہ میرا نبی ہے میرا نبی ہے میرا نبی ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ہی از مائی نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ہی از مائی نبی صلی اللہ, ہی از مائی نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مے اللہ تعالیٰ فل ان اور ہارٹس ہیز لو اینڈ دا لو آف ہز رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ, ہز رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وی مسٹ ہیو جینیون سنسیئر لو فار اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اینڈ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. The seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his exalted status, his exemplary conduct, his impeccable character, his mercy, his clemency, his forbearance, his tolerance, his sacrifices, his fikr for the deen, for the ummah, his effort, his beauty, his handsomeness, outward and inward. We can speak and write volumes and volumes and volumes, but we will never be able to do justice to the seerah of beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala, the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a minbar erected in his masjid so that he would recite couplets in the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, defending Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the attacks of the mushrikeen and the kuffar, when they would say things, blasphemous statements against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they call him insane, majnoon, sha'ir and poet. And Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua for him, Allah assist him with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. That Jibreel salatu wasalam must inspire him when he is mentioning those couplets and defending me against the enemy. It is more piercing to the enemy than even arrows that will pierce them. So he beautifully says, "Wa ahsana minka lam tara qattu ayni, wa ajmala minka lam talidin nisa'u, khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli 'aybin kama khuliqta kama tasha'u, ka'annaka khuliqta kama tasha'u." He says that, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَ قَطُّ عَيْنِي, more handsome than you, no eyes has ever seen. And more beautiful than you, no mother has given birth to. You have been created from any type of physical blemish, unuqsan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so handsome that just his smile, when he would smile, the noor would come out from between his teeth. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala says, that mankind has a sun and I also have a sun. Linnasi shamsun wali shamsun. But the difference is that human beings, mankind's sun rises after Fajr, the tulu of the shams after Fajr. But my sun, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my sun rises after Isha. In the darkness, when Rasulullah would enter, his face brimming with light. It is mentioned in one narration that one Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was busy sewing something and then she lost her needle. It fell down, it was dark. At that moment Rasulullah enters the home and the shine, the brilliance on his face immediately made her find her needle. كأنك خلقت كما تشاء, as though you have been created, as though exactly how you wished. Another poet says, بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. It's a درو شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. بلغ العلا بكماله. Rasulullah reached pinnacles, such heights that Allah Himself mentioned in the Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have reached a very high and exalted, a lofty character. And before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes the blasphemous statements of the mushrikeen when they would say that Rasulullah is majnoon. And Allah mentions noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Allah has taken an oath on the pen that writes out taqdeer in lawh mahfuz, what the angels are writing. Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnun. O my Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are not insane through the blessings of your Rabb. You have got a great exalted character. Kashafa ad-duja bi jamali, that he dispelled the darkness through his beauty. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says, مَا مَسِسُ دِيبَاجًا وَلَا حَرِيرًا أَلْيَنَ مِنْ كَفِّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I have never felt any piece of silk material softer than that of the palms of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was neither too tall nor too short, of moderate stature. We heard in the Naat Sharif the brilliance of the face of Rasulullah SAW and his black zulfa, how handsome he was. كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ. Every character, trait, characteristic of Rasulullah SAW was absolutely excellent. And therefore it is impossible to, on just on one occasion we speak on the seerah of Rasulullah SAW. Seerah has to be in our life. We have to read every single day. And this will bring in our hearts a love for Rasulullah. After Allah, the next is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our love for Rasulullah must be more than the love we have for our parents, our wives, our children, and ourselves even. Then a person attains kamil iman. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. More than any person in the world you love, you should be loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have so much of time to spend and while away with the social media, with our WhatsApp, Instagram, whatever you have, with the cell phone. But we don't have time to even recite salawat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't even read his seerah. What beautiful qualities he had, so that we may bring this in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah says that a messenger has come from amongst you. He was a human being. He was not an angel that Allah sent down, because then we could have said that Ya Allah, it's difficult for us to follow this angel. He's not a human being. He doesn't have
the qualities of a human being. He's an angel, so he's free from your disobedience. So it's difficult to for us to follow him. But Allah made him from the human beings. And he came from the Arabs. Azizun alayhi ma anitum, Allah says that whatever woes we have, difficulties, whatever musibat and troubles that his ummah suffers, it weighs very grievous on Rasulullah SAW. It is very heavy for him. When he sees any ummati of his in pareshani, azizun alayhi ma anitum, whatever difficulties you go through, oh, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is heavy upon Rasulullah. Harisun alaykum, he is desirous of every good for you. And bil mu'minina raufur rahim, he is most forgiving, most merciful to the believers. And of course, he was a mercy to the entire mankind, even to the enemies, even to the disbelievers, but specifically to the believers, Ra'uf and Rahim. And these are the two qualities which actually Allah has for himself, which he gave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I have many names. Ana Muhammad wa ana Ahmad. The most praised one. Mufassirin have written Ahmad. The word Ahmad. And then every Anbiya, every Nabi was Al-Hammadun. They were most praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Nabi praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot in abundance. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Ahmad, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was Ahmadu. In Arabic, ismu tafdeel. He was more praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He exalted in his praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than any other Nabi. And also, every Nabi was liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and was praised by Allah. But Allah praised Nabi Kareem some even more. And that is why on one occasion Rasulullah was with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Then he went into his home. And as he emerged, he overheard the conversation. At that moment, in that interim, they were discussing the various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that were sent into this world, or few of them. And somebody praised Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, ittakhad Allahu Ibrahima khalila. Then Allah has made Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam his bosom friend, he is Khalilullah. What a great quality. So he praised Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And somebody praised Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Najiullah, he spoke to Allah, wa kallam Allahu Musa taklima. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was called by Allah to Mount Tur and he spoke to Allah Rabbul Izzat. What a great honor, what a great status. Somebody said, Isa karimatullah wa ruhu. Allah said, kun fayakun. Without a father he was begotten. Without a father. Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam fell pregnant. This is the miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. No man touched her. Allah said, kun, and he became Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Somebody said that Adam istafahu Allah. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was the first Nabi of Allah, the first man to come into the entire universe. Allah chose him. And Nabi Kareem Sam then agreed. He said, yes, Ibrahim is Khalilullah. And Isa is Ruhullah wa Kalimatuh. And Musa is Najiullah wa Kalimullah. And Adam istafahu Allah wa huwa kadhalik. You are right, Allah, but behold, wa ana habibullah. But I am the most beloved of Allah. Habib has the quality of even greater than Khalil. And then Rasulullah said, wala fakhra. Allahu Akbar. I'm not saying this out of pride. The humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot fathom and understand what type of humility he had, how far it reached. So humble, that even when he has to mention his good qualities, he says, I am Habibullah wala fakhra. I'm not saying that out of pride and arrogance. He says, wa ana, I will be holding, wa ana sayyidu wuldi adam yawm al qiyamah. I will be the leader of entire mankind on the day of qiyamah. وَأَنَا حَامِلُ لِوَاءِ الْحَمْدِ. I'll be holding the flag of praise on the day of Qiyamah. وآدم تحت لوائي. And Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام will be behind me, under me. وأنا أول من تنشق عنه الأرض. The first person to be raised from the ground, and the ground will split on the day of Qiyamah, for when we will emerge from our qubur, our graves, Rasulullah SAW says, I will be the first person to emerge. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ شَافِعٍ مُشَفَّعٍ. I will be the first person to intercede. It's a very long hadith, inshallah. We will discuss it again. We have mentioned it previously on a few occasions. When the day of Qiyamah, people will go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and beg him to please ask Allah to start Hisab Kitab. How long are we going to stand here in pain, in horror on the plains of Qiyamah? Ask Allah to start now Hisab Kitab, reckoning. And they will go to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they will go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and finally come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who will go down into sajda. And Allah will inspire Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam on that occasion with such praises of Allah that never any person praised Allah with those praises. And he will go into sajda and cry before Allah. And Allah will say, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'asak sal tuqta wa shfa'tu shaffa. O Muhammad, raise your head. Ask whatever you ask, you'll be given. Intercede, your intercession will be accepted. So, wa ana awwalu shafi'in mushaffa, the first person to intercede and the first person whose intercession will be accepted. Wa ana awwalu man yaqra'u bab al-jannah, I'll be the first person to knock on the door of Jannah. And I'll be the first person to enter into paradise. Before even becoming a Nabi, what were the qualities he was well known with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Kufar, the Quraysh, if Makkah regarded him as Al-Amin, Al-Sadiq, the most truthful, the most honest. Every person knew this. That this person, Muhammad, at that moment he was not a Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Amin, Al-Sadiq, Al-Amin, Al-Sadiq. They had matters, disputes, they would come to Rasulullah sallallahu. And when he becomes a Nabi, when the verses of Iqra'a are revealed to him, Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, we know the entire incident of Hira, and our Rasul began to shake, and he became overwhelmed, and he runs to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she says, and he says, I am now destroyed, I'm finished. He explains what happened to him, that somebody came and pressed on him so hard, he turned to recite. She says, Kalla wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abada. Allah's qasam, Allah will never let you down, Allah will never disgrace you, you'll always be in honor. And then she enumerates some of his qualities. Innaka la tasilur rahim. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing for you to worry. You have got such beautiful character and conduct and qualities. You join ties. You join family ties. This was the first quality Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala mentions about Rasulullah to him. Innaka la tasilu ruhim. Bukhari Sharif riwayat. Verily you join ties. It was a time in Makkah when people would fight, even families. There were so many feuds and quarrels. There was disunity, there was anarchy. And Rasulullah brought Sila Rahmi. Joint ties, joint ties, joint ties. These are lessons for us. Lessons for us. It's not just we will talk on the seerah and it's all over and wait for next year. No, we must bring this in our lives. Then وَتَصْدُقُ الْحَدِيثِ, that you speak the truth always. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ, you carry the burden of the people. One is physically Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would carry the parcels, the bags, the luggage of people. He would assist them. And a broader sense, a broader meaning, he would carry the burdens of people. People's worries, their sorrows, their hardships, their griefs. وَتَقْرِبْ ضَيْفِ, and you entertain guests. This was his quality. Always feeding people, always entertaining guests. وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ, the people who have no livelihood, they've got no earnings, you go and find some job for them, you create some means of livelihood for them. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ, whenever there's some disaster, catastrophe, whether it's drought or there's some hurricane, you always assist the people. So Rasulullah SAW had mentioned, Ana Muhammad wa Ana Ahmad. Wa Ana al-Mahi alladhi yamhu bi al-Kufra. That I am the one through whom Allah obliterated kufr and shirk. There was only kufr and shirk. People would worship the stars, the sun, the moon, idols. And when Rasulullah came, he preached Tawheed. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And this was his mission. Calling towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa anil hashid. الذي يحشر عند قدمي الذي يحشر الناس عند قدمي, that people will then be resurrected and raised at my feet. In other words, I will be raised first and then the people will be raised on يوم الحشر, on the day of Qiyamah. وأنا العاقب الذي لا نبي بعده, I am the final Nabi, no Nabi to come after me. I am خاتم النبيين, the seal of prophethood. Last messenger to come in the world was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever claims nubuwwat after him, he is false, he is a liar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in another hadith, innama ana rahmatun muhdat. In one narration, ana nabiyut tawbah wa ana nabiyur rahmah. In the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba would count. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite being ma'soom, he would say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. They would count 100 times istighfar. The Nabi of Tawbah. And ulama have mentioned that many people made Tawbah at his hands. Through his efforts, through his encouragement, motivation, they made Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabiyu Rahmah, innama ana rahmatun muhdat. I am a source of mercy. I am a gift to you from Allah. What a great gift we have received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa sallam, the past desire to be an ummati of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We got it with no effort from our side. How much shukr we should be making of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very lengthy incident about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daughter Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was married to Abu al-As bin Rabi', and this was in the beginning of Islam when it was permissible still. They were married to mushrikeen, and then Islam came and they were still allowed to stay in that nikah until afterwards when the laws of nikah came. It wasn't permissible to marry a non-Muslim, a disbeliever, etc. But at that beginning stage, it was permissible. So Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was married to Abu al-As bin Rabi, who was her cousin, very close relative, wonderful person, but he was not a believer at the time. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes hijrah to Madina Munawwara, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha has to remain with the husband Abu al-As bin Rabi in Makkah. I think I mentioned this when we discussed the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But for those who are listening to it the first time, so he kept Zainab with him in Makkah, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to Medina. In the battle of Badr, second year after the hijrah, Abu al-As bin Rabi is taken as a captive, as a prisoner by the Muslims. He came to fight against the Muslims. And we know that they had to give a ransom to release themselves. So they had to pay some money and then they were released. When it comes to Abu al-As bin Rabi, he sends his ransom. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha sends something to ransom her husband so that he could be released and come back to Makkah Mukarrama. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees the ransom that she had sent her necklace. And that necklace was actually the necklace of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She had given this necklace to her daughter on the occasion of her nikah, Zainab's nikah. Oh my daughter, this necklace is for you. This is a gift from me. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that necklace, he held it in his hand and he began to sob. He began to cry. He thought of his Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. That necklace reminded him of Khadija, who stood by him against all the difficulties, they were even in the valley of Abu Talib, Shi'b, Abi Talib, for 3 years ostracized. No food, difficulty. She was a wealthy woman. Excellent akhlaq and character. She stood, she was a pillar of support for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She bore all his children in once. Nabi Akram sallam loved all his wives. He loved Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha tremendously, immensely. He passed away on her chest. But on one occasion, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha tells Rasulullah sallam, when he was talking about Khadija, she said, Khadija, Khadija, all the time, so you have no other wives? That old woman who didn't have teeth even. And Sayyidina Aisha says, radiallahu, I didn't even see Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, was a little girl in Makkah. But I couldn't take it that Nabi Sallam is funny praising her, talking about her. Nabi Kareem Sallam became upset. Oh Aisha, Khadija bore my children. She was the first person to bring Iman in me. First person to make those sacrifices with me. When everybody rejected me, she stood by me. She bore my children. She did this, she did that. So Rasulullah looks at that necklace, he thinks of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anha, says, Ya, so what has happened? He says, this is, can I send back this necklace? And then we get another ransom. He says, oh, Ya Rasulullah, don't worry, just send the necklace back and just release him. He says, no, no, no. Abu al-As, I will release you on the condition you send my Zainab to me in Medina. He agrees. And as she is being prepared now to come to Medina Munawwara to meet her father and to stay with him now, she's on the camel, and as she's leaving Makkah Mukarrama, a person by the name of Habbar ibn al-Aswad, he comes out, looks at her, where are you going? Oh, you can't go to Medina like this. He takes out his dagger and he pierces the camel that she was riding, the camel or the horse. And immediately it falls down. And she falls off the camel's back. She was pregnant at that time. She miscarries. She aborts her child. She is bleeding, she is injured, she is wounded. The daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is the person who does this? Habbar ibn Aswad. Abu al-As bin Rabi is angry. And after some time, when Zainab radiallahu anha is feeling better, then she is escorted to Medina Munawwara. It's a long story. But the time comes when Abu al-As bin Rabi accepts Iman. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi forgives Abu al-As bin Rabi, his son-in-law. And Sayyidina Zainab radiallahu had asked for amnesty for him one occasion after Fajr Salat. He happened to be in Medina. He was going to Makkah Mukarrama. And she shouts out from the back that I have given amnesty to my husband Abu al-As bin Rabi. And Nabi Karim turns around. He asks, Sahaba, did you hear that? It was Zainab. So he agrees. And then Abu al-As bin Rabi goes back to Makkah because he has the belongings of the Quraysh, and he gives them back from whatever he purchased on his trade route, and then he comes and embraces Islam. But what about Habbar ibn Aswad, the one who caused taklif and grievous harm to the daughter of Rasulullah? It is Fathu Makkah. Makkah is now conquered. Sahaba in Makkah Mukarrama, what a momentous occasion. Nabi Akram has made tawaf of the Kaaba. Certain people he had mentioned, you find them, you do not spare their life. Among them is Habbar ibn Aswad. But somehow, first initially he plans to flee Makkah to save his life, but suddenly he comes before Rasulullah. And he genuinely comes and he embraces Islam at the hands of Rasulullah. He begs Rasulullah for forgiveness, and Nabi Kareem forgives him. Forgives him. Completely, he now becomes Habbar ibn al-Aswad radiyallahu ta'ala an. This was the heart Rasulullah had. We cannot imagine this. There are so many examples in the seerah of Rasulullah. A Bedouin coming, putting Rasulullah very harshly with his shawl, demanding money, murli min mali Allahi ladhi indak, command for me wealth which belongs to Allah, which you are just keeping in your possession, does not belong to you, share it with me, distribute it to me, give it to me. Very harsh they were. Some Bedouins come and they pull Rasulullah such a way
His shawl then catches onto a very thorny tree. He is entangled. He says, please give me my shawl. If I had that amount of goat equivalent to this, to the number of thorns on the tree, I would give it to you. Absolutely generous. The heart of Rasulullah, we cannot understand what generosity he had. He gives one person so much of animals, livestock between two mountains, two hills, entire valley. He says, I have never seen any person more generous than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When that person who had taken the sword of Rasulullah when he was lying down, and he managed to take the sword of Rasulullah, he unsheathed it, awakens Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "May yamna'uka minni?" Who's going to save you from me? Rasulullah says, "Allah, Allah, Allah," three times, and that person begins to shake, and the sword falls from his hand, and Rasulullah quickly picks up the sword and ask him, who's going to save you now from me? He says, kun khaira akhidin. Please be a good taker of the sword. Spare my life, forgive me. Nabi Sallam says, you'll accept Iman? He says, no. Despite that also, Rasulullah lets him go free. فَخَلَّى سَبِيلَهُ. And when he goes to his people, what does he say? جِئْتُ مِنْ عِنْدِ خَيْرِ النَّاسِ. I have come to you from the best of mankind. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can go on and on and on. He was a leader. You read the seerah, you will see qualities of a leader. He was an imam. Yeah, ways how an imam should be. You look in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a husband. Rasulullah had few wives. And with each one he was absolutely equal. He showed each one love, affection, kindness. Despite being the Nabi of Allah, despite having time to dispatch armies and jamaats and delegations, despite having to see delegations who would come from other places to come and meet him, despite the time he had to spend on orphans and widows, and so many other tasks he had, delivering sermons, saying to the people, to the sick, he still had time for each and every wife of his. After Fajr and after Asr, he would make it his duty to go to each one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, how are you, etc. Rasulullah was a father. He shows how a parent should conduct himself with his children. He was a grandfather. Such love for his grandchildren, we cannot imagine. Aqra bin Habis, radiallahu ta'ala, a Bedouin sahabi, happens to see Rasul kissing Hassan, radiallahu ta'ala, or Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala. And he says, "Tuqabbiluna sibyanakum?" You kiss your children, your grandchildren? Rasul said, yes, why not? He said, I've got 10 children, I never kissed them once in my life. Nabi Kareem, some two narrations. One is, Man la yarham la yurham. That person who is not to show mercy on others, Allah will not show mercy to him. Another riwayat, Awa amliku in naza Allahu min qalbik ar-rahma. What can I do if Allah has snatched mercy from your heart? We've mentioned this incident before. Rasulullah is in salah, is in ruku, and Hassan radiallahu anhu springs onto the back and jumps onto the back of Rasulullah. He's enjoying this position of Rasulullah sallam, like he's mounted on a camel, and Nabi Kareem sallam is continuing his ruku. He does not raise his head from ruku, his back from ruku, lest my grandson falls and he gets hurt. One person went past and then said, what a wonderful conveyance, ni'mal markub, what a wonderful, what a beautiful conveyance. Nabi sallam says, leave the conveyance, ni'mal rakib. Look at the rider, my grandson. He's on the mimbar, delivering a sermon to Sahaba, a lecture, a talk. And suddenly Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhuma enter. Young, they were young, falling and coming towards the Nana. He leaves his bayan, he goes down and he embraces them, he kisses them. He did not take it below his dignity if a slave woman would hold his hand, take him to some place and beg for whatever need she had. And he would listen to her patiently. He was a liberator. There's a lesson when a person becomes a liberator. Makkah is at his feet. And what did he say to the people? La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Exactly what Yusuf alayhi salam told his brothers. I will say the same thing today. There is no revenge upon you today. He showed us as businessmen how to do tijara. How to deal, not to cheat, not to deceive. He goes into the marketplace, thrusts his hand into one sack of one stall, and as he puts his hand fingers down, فَوَجَدَ بَلَلًا, he found that some of the grains were wet. He asked the seller, what's this? It's supposed to, it's defected goods now, you're supposed to show the buyer. He said, Ya Rasul, it rained last night, so. He said, but you're camouflaging it, you're covering it. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ غَشَّنَا, the one who deceives us, he's not of us. He cannot claim that he's part of my ummah. You should not deceive. He taught us to have love for mankind. And Rasulullah in Shamail, يُؤَلِّفُهُمْ وَيُقَرِّبُهُمْ, he would bring the Sahaba close to him. He would bring love and muhabbat amongst them. And he would bring them close to him. He will never chase any person away. Rasulullah is sitting one day. Somebody comes away from the gathering. And he, after a little while, he seems to be asking somebody something, and then he goes away. And Rasulullah realizes the man was a talibu haja. He came for some need. And perhaps the person who he asked found it difficult now to come and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there's a man, he got some need, and to intercede on his behalf. Perhaps he told him, no, I can't go front, try somebody else to come later. Nabi Karim says, ishfa'u, intercede. Intercede, فَلْتُوْجَرُ, you will be rewarded. Somebody needs something, if you cannot do it, then come to the person who is in charge or the leader and intercede on his behalf. After, if you will get reward immediately. وَيَقْضِي اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ لِسَانِ نَبِيهِ مَا أَحَبَّ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ مَا شَاءَ, then Allah will decide on the tongue of his Nabi whatever Allah wishes to give that person. So any person who would come, he would see to his need. And if the person, we find that some Bedouins, they were very harsh in their manners. They were living in rural areas. They didn't have that education and discipline, etc. But they would ask brilliant questions, such that Sahaba would wish they would come. But sometime when they would appear, and when they would come from a distance, imagine somebody shouting, Ya Muhammad! Not even Ya Ayyuhan Nabi. They did not know at that time how to address Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Muhammad! And Sahaba would try and bring to the attention of the person that Ughdud sawtak, lower your voice. And he couldn't understand what they're saying. But he would come and ask brilliant questions. And Rasulullah had patience, وَيَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ جَفْوَتِهِ, on his harshness, Rasulullah would never become angry. And there's an occasion when one Bedouin did this and he asked, what about a person who loves a group of people but he never ever met them? رَجُلٌ أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا وَلَمْ يَلْحَقْ بِهِمْ. Rasulullah says, الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبَّ. On the day of Qiyamah, in this world who you love very dearly, you'll be with him on the day of Qiyamah. Anas radiallahu anhu says, when we heard this, after the day, after we accepted Islam, there was no other day more joyous to us than that particular day when we heard this. So that we knew, because we love Rasulullah immensely, more than our lives, more than our parents, more than our wives and children, that inshallah we will be with Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. So Rasulullah was a leader, he was an imam, he was a judge, people would bring the disputes to him. And how beautifully with justice he would see to the cases and the disputes, and they would leave having got a proper solution. And we can go on speaking about the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah, how he treated workers, the instructions he gave to masses of slaves. Abu Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Abu Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was once lashing some of his slaves because of some disobedience. And behind him is Rasulullah suddenly, I'lam Abu Mas'ud, Abu Mas'ud knows,
Abu Mas'ud know very well
that Allah has more power than you have over your slaves. You are beating them up, let it not happen that Allah then beats you up. He realizes, Rasulullah says, Ya Rasulullah, I have freed them. I have freed them. I have made them maaf. I have freed them. Rasulullah says, if innaka law lam taf'al, lalafahakka an-nar aw lamassatka an-nar. If you did not do this, then the fire of Jahannam would have scorched you.
Even animals, Rasulullah showed love and compassion and care and mercy to.
Ants, tiny little ants, you'll just trample them.
Sahaba were traveling with Rasulullah s.a.w. and then Rasulullah sees a colony of ants was burnt. Who did this? Some Sahabi said, I did this. Rasulullah said, no.
You cannot punish any creation of Allah using fire. Only the Rabbun Nar, that is Allah, He can use fire to punish any person.
As they were traveling, Rasulullah sees a mother bird fluttering her wings. She was in anguish. She was fluttering her wings. Rasulullah said, Man faj'a hadihi bi waladiha? Who has frightened this mother bird and taken away her nestlings? One sahabi said, I did that, Ya Rasulullah. He said, Rudduha ilayhi. That give the mother bird her nestlings. This is the mercy, compassion he had for entire mankind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I had some dates. Some dates. I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah li al-barakah. Make dua to Allah to give me barakah in this handful of dates. Rasulullah sallallahu took these dates, he read something, he made dua of barakah. He tells Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu to keep this in his little pouch, in his leather bag, in his purse. And he says, whenever you want to eat, just put your hands in, take out the date and eat it, and wala tansurhu. Don't just scatter it out, don't take it out of this purse, and don't just put it out and then take the dates. No, just put your fingers into this pouch and just keep on taking. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that I had this mizwad, this leather bag, around my waist. It never separated from me. Every day and night is with me. And he says, I consume from the, I ate, and I ate, and I ate. And there were so many times and occasions when we were in the path of Allah, I gave the army also to eat from there. How many kgs they must have. This was the mu'jiza of Rasulullah s.a.w. On the day Sayyidina Usmani Ghani radiallahu was assassinated, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu says, "Linnasi hammun wali hamman." People have got two sorrows. People have one grief and sorrow, but I, Abu Huraira, have two griefs today. What is the grief I have today? The two griefs. One is this leather bag suddenly disappeared on that day when Sayyidina Usman radiallahu was assassinated, became shaheed. Suddenly that purse also of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu disappeared. He could not find it. It caused him grief. And also Wahammu Shaykh Uthmana and the demise and the assassination of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. That's another ham I had. Rasulullah is giving his Jummah khutbah. It is Friday, Jummah khutbah. A person, a Bedouin comes standing by the door of the masjid. And from there he shouts out, Ya Rasulullah, we are struck with drought. Halakal halakatil amwal. All our properties are getting destroyed. Wajaatil riyal. Families are hungry. Children are hungry. There's drought. Make dua to Allah. Allah sends down rain. The Sahaba say, the narrator says, that there was no clouds in Medina at that moment. And Rasulullah raises his hand, begging Allah for rain. He says he hardly even put his hands down when suddenly we saw clouds appearing and it began to rain. It rained so much that entire day, the next day, the following day, to such an extent the next Jumu'ah, the same Bedouin, the same Sahabi, all other Sahabi stand there, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make dua to Allah to stop the rain now. Because now there's so much of rain, and now there's floods and there's problems. And Rasulullah then indicates with his finger,
towards the clouds and moving them in different sides, ila nahiyat, in different corners. And those clouds actually move the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They move, and above Medina, there were no clouds whatsoever. It was just the sky they could see. And suddenly the rain then stops. These fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam caused the moon to split, shakul qamar. These Mubarak fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were such, when there was no water, not one occasion, several occasions. A person has only a small container of water. One narration, there were 70 sahaba. Another narration, another time, 300 sahaba. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes his Mubarak fingers and he dips it into this container and then he removes it. And a spring gushes forth. Spring of water, and sahaba are taking from that water. Sa'ib bin Yazid radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I was a young child, young boy. My aunt takes me to Rasulullah sallam because I was very ill, I was sick. Some pain he had. One narration says he had some pain in his leg. She brings him to Rasulullah sallam to make dua for him. He says, Rasulullah, put his Mubarak blessed hands, his fingers on his head. And he made dua for me. And I was cured. And Rasulullah made dua for barakah for me. Allahumma barik lahu fi umurihi. Sa'ib bin Yazid radiallahu ta'ala was cured. He lived for a period of 93 years. And he sees the barakah and the athar, the effects of the hands, the Mubarak fingers of Rasulullah SAW on my head was such that my hair never turned white. Can you imagine 93 years old and his hair is still pitch black? Anas radiallahu ta'ala, his mother had given him as a gift to Rasulullah SAW when the Sahaba made hijrah to Madina Munawwara. Muhajirin came, the Ansar then assisted them. And the Ansar brought gifts to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Anas radiallahu anha, mother, Ummu Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had nothing to give Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, this is my child Anas, use him as your khadim. Nabi sallallahu alaihi accepted him. And Anas radiallahu anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I served him, khadam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ashra sineen, for 10 years. Wama qala li uffin qattu. He never told me uff one day. If I did something I was not supposed to do, he didn't reproach me. If I didn't do something which he commanded me, he never scolded me. One day he sent me on an errand. And I said, no, I'm not going to go. I was a little boy, mischievous. I didn't really mean that. But it so happened that I went into the street, I saw my friends playing, and I got caught up in playing with them. Not long after that, I see somebody behind me, with his fingers poking me on my side. I realized it's Rasulullah SAW. Anas, you did your, you went on and you finished the task you I sent you. Ya Rasulullah, I'm going. And he runs off to do his task. Anas radiallahu anhu's mother tells Rasulullah, Ya Rasul, Anas, khuwaydimuk, your little attendant, make dua for my son. Rasulullah says, Allah, Allahumma barik lahu fi umurihi. Oh, Allahumma barik lahu fi malihi wa waladihi. Wa atil umurahu wa akhfir dhambahu. Three duas. He says, Wallah, give him barakah in his wealth and his children. There's one dua. Barakah in his wealth. So his orchard would bear fruit twice a year. When everybody else's orchard would bear fruit only once a year, and that's normal. But his orchard twice a year, barakah he'll have. Then he had more than 100 children and grandchildren in his lifetime. More than 100 children and grandchildren together. So much of barakah Allah gave him. Wa atil umurahu, he lived for 103 years, plus minus. So these two duas, barakah in his wealth and in his children, and having abundant wealth, he says, I saw these two. Wa ana arju thalith, I'm having hopes in Allah Ta'ala for the third one, where Rasul says, Allah forgive his sins. Waghfir lahu dhanba. My respected friends and elders, our mothers and sisters, there are so many other aspects that come into mind, so many other mu'jizas of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One Bedouin comes, and Rasul gives him dawah to Islam. Bring iman in Allah, and I am the Rasul of Allah. He says, who's going to bear testimony to this? Who's a witness to this? That you're a Nabi of Allah. And Rasul points out to a tree. And suddenly the Sahabi says the tree splits from the ground, and it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it bears witness that you are the Nabi of Allah. Many more examples. But may Allah Ta'ala grant us the true muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Recite Durood Sharif upon Nabi Akrim, especially on a Friday. Increase it, increase it, increase it. Make sure every single day we read salawat upon Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Akrim said, "Al-bakhilu man dhukirtu 'indahu wa lam yusalli 'alayya." That person who my name is taken in his presence and he doesn't see sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is a kanjus, he is a bakhil. The sacrifices he made, the worry for his ummah, if I speak on that, it will take us so much more time. Just one narration and we terminate. Let's say that Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha is sitting by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and suddenly he looks at her, "Oh Allah, forgive Aisha. Allahumma aghfir li Aisha ma qaddamat wa ma akharat wa ma asarat wa ma alanat. Allah, forgive Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha, all her sins, her past, her present, her future, whatever she did in public, in privacy, Allah forgive her completely." Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha became overjoyed. Rasulullah says, "Aisha, what's the matter?" She says, "What a beautiful dua you made for me. Allah must forgive all my sins." He says, "Wallah, I make dua for my entire ummah every single day. This is dua for my ummah." And the ummah has forgotten their Rasul today. Our libas has changed, our clothing fashion. We'll cry and lament about the conditions of the world. But this world that we have within us, this dunya, this heart that we have, we're not prepared to make an effort on our heart. We're not prepared to have that patience, forbearance with our wives, with our children, with our spouses, with our parents, as the Adri spoke about elders. With our workers, how do we treat them? We find Rasulullah was laysa sahab. He was never a person making noise in the marketplace, shouting or screaming. The manner in which he spoke, the manner in which he dealt with people, may Allah make us like that. So in short, the Sahabi said, "Fasara aban lahum." He was a father to the Sahaba, to all, to entire mankind. We need to bring myself first, and of course all of us, try and bring the sunnah of Rasulullah in our lives, and instill the sunnah in the lives of our children. Believe me, we know what we are going through, what type of fitna and fasad. Our children are growing up, they don't even know Sahaba's names. They don't even know Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's names. What love do they have for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do they read durood and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much effort are we making at home with having ta'aleem at home? We have time for every other thing. 5 minutes, just 5 minutes we can't spare to read about the illustrious Sahaba, to read about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We eat happily, we eat to our bellies full. But do we read the du'as, the masnoon du'as that are sabit, authentic, a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do we ever make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we wake up at night, in the morning? Do we take Allah's name? Do we follow the sunnah pattern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How do we go to sleep with our cell phone in our hand and our eyes closed and the phone just drops after watching filth? Or do we take those du'as that Rasulullah taught us? Our weddings, how are our weddings? Like how Rasulullah taught us? The walimas are like how Rasulullah taught us? Our behavior, our conduct? My respected friends and elders, we have to be serious. And of course, let's not be judgmental. Let's not point fingers at everybody. At ourselves, we're going to stand before Allah. Don't you want to stand on the day of Qiyamah and Nabi Sallam be smiling at us? He must recognize us. That this is my ummat. This is my ummati. How happy we become if Rasul embraces us. He smiles. And he intercedes on our behalf. He gives us the Hawdi Kuthul water from his Mubarak hands. May Allah grant it to all of us. May Allah make the seerah of Rasulullah part and parcel of our life. There's so many incidents and so many lessons to derive. We must go through the entire seerah, the different battles that took place, and the life of Rasulullah, his nikahs, and his daughters, and his family, and the people, the sahaba around him, how he spent time with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, and the various sahaba, how he dealt with them, how he spoke to them, how he managed his affairs. Inshallah, inshallah, there will only be benefit for us. Then when we stand by the Rosa Mubarak, and inshallah, Rasulullah will give the jawab. He'll make salam to us. He'll be smiling at us when we stand before him. Or at least on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah will be happy with us. And we can enter into Jannah in the company of Rasulullah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.